Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Four people are still missing from Tuesday's bridge collapse in Baltimore. Two victims' bodies have been recovered. The Port of Baltimore is still closed. Automakers are scrambling. NPR's Camila Domonoske says it handled more cars and trucks than any port in the U.S.
Mazda, which routes many vehicles through Baltimore, said no alternative plans have been finalized yet. Stellantis and Mercedes have also said they're considering options. Rerouting a vehicle is complicated because it takes special skills and equipment not just to unload the vehicles, but to process them. There's inspections, parts installations. Fortunately, part of the Baltimore port, before the bridge, is still operating and says it can handle additional vehicles. Or companies could use one port to unload vehicles and then pop them on a car carrier and drive them to Baltimore for processing. Or they could turn to ports farther away that can handle both unloading and processing and just accept a longer drive to dealerships. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
The Biden administration is announcing new guidelines for federal agencies on how they can and cannot use artificial intelligence. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports the guidance sets out ways the government will be transparent in its use of AI, but there are lingering questions.
The memo from the Office of Management and Budget says that federal agencies have to be transparent and post online how they are using AI. Agencies are also required to have a chief AI officer who will oversee how AI is used at the agency. The memo says the government should grow the AI workforce as well. They're setting a goal of hiring 100 professionals by this summer. The guidance from OMB comes after an executive order on AI that President Biden signed last year, which aimed to try and provide oversight over the rapidly growing technology. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
A federal sentencing hearing opens in New York this hour for convicted cryptocurrency mogul Sam Bankman-Fried. Prosecutors want him to spend at least 40 years in prison for swindling billions from investors. The United Nations reports that 1 billion meals are wasted every day. NPR's Julia Simon reports the finding shows the waste also affects global warming.
The report finds that about 19% of all food gets wasted. It's a problem not just in wealthy countries, but in countries with various income levels across the world. This at a time when more than 780 million people face chronic hunger and experts warn of imminent famine in places like Gaza. But there's another impact. Climate change. When old food gets sent to the landfill, it decomposes and releases methane, a potent planet-heating gas. Food waste makes up 8 to 10% of all planet-heating emissions. Some countries have been able to tackle the issue, like South Korea. Julia Simon, NPR News.
This is NPR. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has ordered the state's colleges and universities to revise their policies and punishments to address anti-Semitism. Texas Public Radio's Camille Phillips reports the governor's order specifically singles out pro-Palestinian groups.
In his order, Governor Abbott directed Texas colleges to revise free speech policies and create punishments for, quote, anti-Semitic speech and acts. The order specifically singles out the Palestine Solidarity Committee and Students for Justice in Palestine, saying colleges should ensure they face discipline for violating those policies. Abbott has repeatedly offered public support for Israel in its war with Hamas. The mentioned groups did not immediately comment to Texas Public Radio, but pro-Palestinian groups say they've also been the target of increased threats and hate speech since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Abbott's order comes as colleges face pressure to act on cases of anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.
The Pentagon says the U.S. Central Command destroyed four long-range drones over the Red Sea yesterday. The U.S. says they were fired by Houthi rebels in Yemen. The rebels have been attacking shipping in the region to support Hamas militants battling Israel. Members of Haiti's Transitional Council are pledging to restore order to the country. Haiti is beset with gang violence. The Transitional Council is supposed to take over governance of Haiti from Prime Minister Ariel Henry. The UN is warning that more than 1.5 million Haitians are now facing malnutrition and the risk of starvation. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI Co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.